Hello, this 5 minutes of the prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 114, 114. And we're going to our golden scripture, which is 1 Corinthians chapter 15 from verse 1. And it says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel, which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain." And we stop here to say, I have not believed in vain. You have not believed in vain. "For I delivered unto you that which I also received, first of all, how that Christ died." So we're looking at the priority of the gospel, which is first of all. What's the first of all? How that Christ died. So we're looking at the physical events, but we say that it is not only about the physical events. That's what the meets the eye, what men saw, but there was what was happening behind the scenes, what was prophesied long before Jesus came. And these things were also fulfilled behind the scenes. And those are the ones that we're going to focus on. So we're almost through with the physical happenings and the physical events that happened when he died, when Christ died. And we're looking at Matthew 27 from verse 62. And says, "Now the next day, that followed the day of the preparation, the chief priests and Pharisees came together unto Pilate," 63, "saying, Sir, remember that deceiver." Who are they calling that deceiver? Jesus Christ. They said, "We remember that deceiver said, while he was yet alive, after 3 days, I'll rise again." And when I saw this, I had to blink my eye. Jesus kept reprimanding the disciples because they could not believe and could not accept that he said, when he dies, he will rise again. But amazingly, his enemies, those who took him on as enemies, those who thought he was an enemy, those who perceived him as a deceiver, they remembered that he has said he will rise. How can the children of light not remember, and rather the children of darkness remembered? Wow. So they said, "Sir, we remember that deceiver said, while he was yet alive, after 3 days, I will rise again." So now, what's the solution? Verse 64 says, this is Matthew 27:64, "Command therefore that the sepulcher be made sure, it will be made secured until the third day, lest his disciples come by night and steal him away and say unto the people, he is risen from the dead. So the last arrow shall be worse than the first." Pilate said unto them, "Ye have a watch. Go your way. Make it as sure as you can." So they went and made the sepulchre sure, sealing the stone and setting a watch, getting soldiers to guard it, getting their people to guard it. Yeah, it's amazing how Jesus kept saying, "I'll die, I'll suffer, I'll rise again." And when he met them, he had to say, "Oh, fools," to them. He said, "Fools, don't you remember what I said?" He said, "Oh, fools, don't you remember what I said? That Christ ought to suffer and that he will rise again." He had to call them fools when he met them. And yet, those who heard him, who were not part of the inner core, they remembered that he had said, when he dies, he will rise again. I pray for you and I pray for me. And I pray that none of us will be this way, that we will be people who will take God by his word. We will not wait for the events to happen. Those things, they say, "Oh, you know, I felt and I heard God, and you know, I had a prompting That one doesn't glorify God. The best is that when he says, we take him by his word. Why do you believe? Because the Bible says so. Why do you believe? It's not because I feel. Feeling, you can't trust it. Because today can be the up, tomorrow can be down. But what the word of God says is established forever. It is sure forever. So he said it, and his own children, his own, if I say children, it means that they were born again. They were not even born again there. So his own disciples could not grasp it. But people who perceived him as an enemy remembered that he said, I'll rise again. This will not be your story. That the children of darkness will remember the things of the word more than the children of light. It will not be your story. You're so blessed, blessed, blessed. You will keep the focus on what God has said in his word.